No, 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 no.
Hello. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 5th. 5th, 2020. Today I am cold as shit. It's 21 degrees. Oh, nope. 20 degrees outside. Yesterday it was also 21 degrees, I believe, if I remember correctly. However, it was sunny and it did not feel like such a piece of shit day. But today, there's clouds everywhere. And, it's freezing and nobody wants to be outside. Funny thing, you know, we have a team chat where we post random stuff, memes and just pictures of our dogs and whatnot, like all of IT. And, oh no, it's a bunch of little kids crossing, no crossing guard yet. It's snowy. There's cars lined up everywhere. Wow. What's that? Oh, fucking truck. Oh no. Truck was gonna turn right and the girl didn't see, but luckily the guy had enough he knew what was going on, so he stopped. But there was just a little bit of space for a big ass semi to pass by. Man, where's a troll when you need one? The one day that you actually need a troll under the troll bridge, and nowhere to be found. It's a day, that's for sure. Just crazy though, you know, like the same temperature, but just the sun, the rays of the sun hitting your skin makes all the difference, you know. Maybe I'll turn on my heater a little bit. So what's up, guys? What's new? Let me know in the comment section. Let me know the story of yourself, a question you might have, or an issue you want to talk about, a situation. Leave in the comments and I will answer it and give you a shout out. Oh man, I don't know. Today's just been a shit day. You know, obviously it was cold out. No one wants to be out when it's cold. It's a Wednesday, but it still feels like a Monday. You know, like, we're already... Alright, so just to give you some... I know I go over this a lot. So on my particular team in my department, we're already shorthanded. Two or three people, you know. And I already know we spend substantially less than other tech companies, you know, in the same positions, you know. The thing is that the money is disproportionately distributed, and not enough is given to begin with, you know. Like, like I found out that I had a colleague doing the same job that I was doing for, man, I don't even want to say anything, but a lot less than I was doing it for, you know. And I know that, you know, experience is everything, you know, and whatnot. You know, I think they saw, like, I had a lot of experience, you know, going in it beforehand, so I was valued more. They were giving her a chance, you know. Maybe they were seeing it that way. But the thing is, if we're both doing the same exact position and are capable of doing it to the same exact ability, and she probably does it better than me at this point, because there's a lot of stuff in her job process that I simply can't really relate and focus on. I'll do it. I just don't like it because it's not what I'm used to. It doesn't make sense for me to be doing. A lot of the stuff seems to be beneath me, to be honest. And like, I'll be happy to do it as long as you're paying me. But if I was a director of the department, I definitely would not want my manpower going into doing what seems to me to be meaningless busy work, you know, meaningless work, you know. So you have all these people doing all these meaningless maintenance, meaningless tasks, maybe they're not meaningless, but maybe it's too much, you know. It's not, you know. And then you have these other departments, such as myself, you know, that are underhanded, you know, that have work to go around, you know, maybe two or three or even four more people. The thing is that you have a couple, you know, maybe two or three workhorses out of a team of, you know, seven, and they basically carry the team, right? If you think about, let's say, Heroes of the Storm, let's use that as an analogy, because I've been hating that franchise and the game for quite some time now, and I've been playing it a lot. But there's a lot of, I don't know, I won't get into why I hate it, but either way, they're winning if I'm keep playing it, because it is addicting and I love it. But oh my god, fucking traffic, man. Sorry. Trying to recoup my train of thought. Oh, man. My head really hurts. You know, days like this, chilly days, makes my, like, portion, everything in my body hurt, like all my joints and whatnot. And it all stems back from that accident where I'm coincidentally in this exact same time. Kind of gives me a couple of chills, but, you know, I guess it's fitting for the type of day and the type of year I'm having, and, you know, still kind of upset that Kobe lost. Is, you know, Kobe Bryant, we've lost him, and, you know, it's still, like, people have died at work, you know, committed suicide, and it, no one has acknowledged it. I was telling you guys about, like, the issue with the Mac, right? Turns out that there's, you know, they're asking about phones going missing now. they're asking, you know, and I'm like, what phones? You know, like, I haven't seen these phones. Like, who are they being sent to? Like, ask these other guys, like, what the hell? Like, and I, you know, and I think one's gone missing that someone took last week, and I'm not going to name names, but they were presently surprised that they, that we didn't have the phone. And, you know, since I took over phones, you know, I'm being asked what, you know, so I'm seeing the painting on the wall, you know, like, and just to put this on record, you know, I don't really benefit from losing my job. You know, I wouldn't take, expensive fucking projector, laptop, cell phone that, you know, will put me in, you know, this is the only thing in my life right now that's basically stable. And, you know, I know I might have some things to fall back on, for a little bit, but it's not going to be easy, you know. And, last time, you know, I was, let go, because of DACA, you know, it set me back financially and emotionally. You know, it really fucked me up because I had to start a lot of things over and recuperate a lot of the time that I lost during that time. And I filled up my credit cards with debt, and I'm still, you know, getting fucked over with that. People trying to garnish me. I owe on my fucking medical bill still from my settlement, from my accident, where I was minding my own business and some asshole ran into me, rear-ended me, you know. So things haven't been, you know, going too well for me, so it's really hard for me to stay optimistic. And, you know, things seem to be, on the other hand, going a little too well, in other aspects of my life. So it just makes me think that some shit's gonna go down. I just can't, you know, I can't trust life anymore. Like, at this point, like, anytime things seem to be going too well and things seem to be too good to be true, yeah, it just so happens that a fucking tragedy happens in my life or in my family's life, and it just wrecks our shit, and we have to, you know, we don't have any old wealth, we have to start saving up again. And I'm just sick and tired of it, you know, to be honest. If I didn't have people that I truly loved and cared for, I honestly would have killed myself a long time ago. And, you know, I hate to be blunt, but it's just the reality that we're living in these days, and just the reality of my life. I'll overthink things a lot, you know. And ever since I finished school and entered the workforce, as I was forced to do due to my class privilege, as an immigrant alien, and you know, I just, things really hit me all at once. Reality, you know, ever since, you know, maybe the age of 12, or 11 or 13, I really don't know, but somewhere around that time, my life became a blur, and things were really never the same. And I don't know why things worked out the way that they did. But, you know, here we are today, and I'm not really too happy with the way things have turned out so far, especially when you, and I guess you really can't, shouldn't do that, and that is look back and think about what could have been, what could have changed, what could have been different, because to be honest, it just makes things sadder, because when you rationalize things, when you come to a conclusion, when you add 2 plus 2 and you figure out, you know, what could have been, if you did 1 or 2 things different in hindsight, you know, I know 10 out of 11 people would say, yeah, I would go back and change things, you know, and you really can't change things, and some things you kind of just have to live with it, you know, and, you know, the shitty things are the things that you did without, you know, having any warning about, you know, like, the things that I was warned, I don't know, I guess I can't really go, I haven't really thought that through, but yeah, I don't know, things haven't been going well, and, you know, I kind of see the writing on the wall, things haven't, you know, I don't know, I feel very pessimistic, but, you know, I could be totally wrong, you know, they could be on to whoever, you know, is their thinking about, you know, well, let's call this, I have colleagues, you know, who live in these big ass houses, mansions, mansions, as they call them, next to the mountains, out in the east side, right, these really privileged areas, doing the same exact job that I've been doing, but they've been doing it for 10 plus years. They are constantly renovating. They don't go on yearly vacations. They go on quarterly vacations, you know, bi-yearly vacations. You know, I've worked there for, what, 3 years? A little bit more than 3 years, maybe. And every year, you know, it's either been 3, 2, 4, you know, amount, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, they must have a lot of, and I don't ask these things, I just can't imagine having that kind of income, you know, do what I'm with the, you know, with the amount I'm allocated, you know, and I know some of these guys have abused the system where they've gotten a lot of free frequent flyer mileage that the company has paid for, you know, they get reimbursed, their credit card gets paid, they use their credit card for the tickets, you know. I just wouldn't ever, you know, I can't even go on a, you know, like, because I think you have to use your own credit card, you know, at this point. I'm not, no longer in a position, you know, when I wanted to, and I was in a position to where I could go on a company trip, you know, spend 2 or 3 days in a different state, working on a project hands-on, you know, I would love to do that, you know, go to a hotel after, you know, go to get dinner, you know, spend some time with the friends that you know, that you usually only spend time on the phone with, you know, I would have loved for that to happen, but I was never given that privilege, you know, I went to other people, you know, who are no longer in the company because they're lazy pieces of shit, and now if I wanted to be in the position, I just simply couldn't be, you know, I couldn't, you know, unless they paid for it out of their own pockets, you know, with their credit card, you know, I probably could, but, you know, I just couldn't, you know, I have other personal shit I have to deal with, and nor to flight. You know, I've never been on a flight before. But anyways, I'm here at work, so I better cut this short. Basically, you know, things are going kind of good, but shit kind of started hitting the fan recently. So I just have a feeling something's gonna go down, and the evidence is pointing me to that something is not right at work, because just people have been acting differently. You know, people have died, no one's really talking, people are pointing fingers at, you know, people for stuff. You know, like yesterday I had a really uncomfortable conversation I shouldn't have had because of an issue someone else did. You know, and I'm going to have that same conversation today, and there's nothing I can do, you know, and it's really unfair that I have to be the one, you know, that has to be having these kind of discussions, you know, and it really goes to show that there has to be a change in the culture here at work, because it can't really go on for much longer. But, you know, they're gonna blame me for... Yeah. Alright, so here's another thing. A report came out that they found, you know, a bunch of iPads that were sold. They found them in a different state. I've never seen any iPads, you know, like, where are all this stuff coming from? You know, someone's obviously making off of them and stealing them and making a profit off them, and, you know, I would, if I was a, you know, I used to want to be a criminal investigator. True crime is still one of my, hobbies, I guess you should say, just out of curiosity and out of, you know, it used to, I had a grandpa who was a police officer in Mexico, and, you know, it was always something I wanted to be growing up, you know, but as I grew older, it just didn't appeal to me as much, but I like the detective aspect of it. Like, I love the game Heavy Rain, and, anyways, I guess the point I'm trying to get to is, things aren't, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do appreciate those who are tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and end this and go inside. You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you.